Welcome to the Meatball Pod!
Meatballs, it's been a doozy.
So we went and we filmed this past weekend in Nashville.
It's been a long week.
First of all, we meatballed.
We're drinking. No, we're drinking right now.
Yeah.
But we definitely meatballed. This is going to be...
like old school.
Yeah, this is going to... No, but this is going to be a meatball podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we're drinking.
Yeah. Because we're together. We're finally together.
Yeah, we're in my living room because we couldn't make the studio because we're so busy filming Jersey Shore. You guys are going to love it. But yeah.
And happy Jersey.
Happy Jersey. Make sure you guys watch a new episode tonight, 8 p.m. But me and Dean are wild out in Nashville. You guys are going to see it next season. What a fun time.
I came home with 4 broken nails. I mean, that just
no, Dina
says
was
enough.
Trash. Dina came back with 4 broken nails. I came back with a ton of bruises everywhere. I had pickled diarrhea.
Ew.
From moonshine. You guys are going to see everything. I don't want to disclose too much, but I had pickle moonshine. And I'm just recovering right now, like starting to feel myself again from, you know, having the meatball days because we're so old.
Yeah.
I feel. And now we're drinking Messy Mama Rowdy Rosé. So it's happening again.
Yeah, we haven't had like just like us as meatballs go out in a while. So you'll see that Nashville. We had a really great time filming. But we got home and I had to go right into my Halloween party planning because it was like,
oh my God, Dina.
Yeah. So in 3 days, I was having like 80 people at my house, which Nicole couldn't come. Everyone was unavailable because everybody had plans.
No, well, I got home.
Oh, and you were sick.
Angelo had a fever. He was coughing on me all night. So we get home from filming. Usually when me and Dina get home from filming, we're sick.
Yeah, always.
For the full week when
we
get home.
No, I had to go straight into mommy planning mode.
You had to go into that. I came home and I had to take care of Angelo because he had a fever. And then he was coughing on me all night. So then I had a sinus infection. You could still tell him nasally a little bit. But I was like, fuck, like I can't go to Dina's because I don't want to get anybody sick. So I missed your Halloween party. But it was just like so many things happening. Yeah. And
well, I felt like I just
the meatballs died
to disclose why everybody was not there because everybody gets all like wild.
Oh,
like,
my God. And yeah.
Like they get all like wild.
Like, did you not invite them?
Yeah,
what's
happening?
I invited
everybody.
You guys are so dramatic.
And, you know, unfortunately, everybody had plans.
Yeah.
But my Halloween party was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like, didn't feel great when I got home, but I was like, okay, time to get my shit together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I brought CJ to the doctor because he had a specialist appointment and then just went into Halloween mode. And I got lit. I was a meatball and Chris was, you had to see Chris at the Halloween party.
Well, I watched your stories.
He was behind the bar, like
Chris was doing
shots.
I'm like, calm down, bartender. And then I saw you doing shots and I was like, ooh, that looks fun. And I had FOMO. I was like in my bed sick and I'm like, oh, I wish I was at Diener's.
And then like the kids, like what's nice is we have older cousins that are like 18 years old and like they love to hang out with the little ones because they don't see them a lot.
Mm.
So I'm like, of course, like up and down checking, you know, the kids. But like I put all upstairs like bounce houses and soft
plays. No, you had the best stuff for the kids.
Like outside, there was like all like a whole bunch of stuff. And like the older cousins just like love to like hang out. So like the parents got to like party in the basement. And then like the cousins and the kids and like the kids' friends were all like having like a blast.
So if you guys don't know, the meatballs, when we throw a party, we throw a party. So for Dina's party, she has all the treats. She's got
all the treats.
We always use E-Clean Bro, our friend Jamie.
Yes, E-Clean Bro is
the
best.
Amazing. Not only is it like great diet food that you guys can like order every single week, I'm pretty sure he delivers all around the states.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can go to eatcleanbro.com. Shout out to Jamie. But he's great with like catering and everything.
Oh, they were
But then you
amazing.
Did Kimmy for the
yes.
the desserts.
Kimmy, so Confession of a Rockstar. She's out of Asbury. Her desserts
fucking love her.
Are freaking amazing. She is
and I just love
such
her as a person.
An amazing person.
She's a great vibe.
So we like to like also work with people that we know are like just good people. And Jamie from Eat Clean Bro and Kimmy from Confections of a Rockstar are just such good people. And I love like working with them. All their like Jamie's food. We did barbecue.
To die for.
So freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And then the desserts. I always do a big dessert table.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a kids corner with like all the kids snacks. So like us parents don't have to be like looking for snacks right. and bringing in their own snacks.
And then
snacks.
You also did a kids like activity place.
Yes.
Which did I want to borrow, by the way. Who is that?
So Tay and Tots. They were from PA. I don't know if they'll I'm pretty sure it was Tay and Tots. But they were amazing too. They come, they set it up.
They make a full like
and then they pick it up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like a full like playroom.
Yeah.
They make for the kids.
The kids had a freaking ball.
See, that's what you need when you know you're going to have people over. You know it's going to be a drinking party. Obviously, you're still going to be a responsible parent, but you want your kids to have a good time with other kids.
Yeah.
But like also like, you it's know, like they're in that both. Room playing and then you're here having a glass or two. So,
but you can still like check on your good. Kids. And then like I knew yeah. we had the older cousins that like are always like with the little ones because they love them so much.
Yeah. And you also have your parents there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a ton we of had, people.
So I just wanted to make sure there was enough for the kids, enough for the adults. It was awesome.
Yeah. All right, meatballs. So you know our mind is always racing about working long hours, running errands, powering through your to-do list, being crazy meatballs, doing meatball days, being mamas. I mean, everything is crazy. And for the longest time, I've been searching for the perfect sleep. I feel like every time I lay down and I'm ready to sleep, my mind is racing. I'm thinking about, oh my God, what do I have to do tomorrow? What's happening? I can just never just lay down and have a relaxing moment. So I want to shout out our partner of this podcast, Soul. I'm literally obsessed with Soul's best-selling sleep aid, Sleepy. It has helped over 6,000 customers fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed like myself. I'm not groggy in the morning. I'm ready to go, ready to conquer the day. And Sleepy is jam-packed with the highest quality ingredients, and it tastes amazing, meatballs. And Soul makes a lot more than just sleep products, meatballs. Whether you're looking for stress-free relief, enhanced focus, or pain relief with or without CBD, Soul has all your wellness needs covered. So this is perfect for all of us mamas. And if you're not sure which Soul product is right for you, Soul has a quiz that guides you to the right choice based on your CBD experience level, age, and what issues you are trying to solve. And Soul is grown right here in the USA, mamas, organically farmed and gluten-free. So right now, we have an offer for you meatballs. It's time to get the sleep you deserve. Head to getsoul.com/meatball and use code meatball for 20% off your order.
That's 20% off your order using code meatball.
GetSoul.com/meatball and code meatball for 20% off.
But me and the kids and Chris were Mario Brothers. So
are you going to do that again for Halloween night?
So this is what we do. Our Halloween costumes, our family Halloween costumes always
Wait,
are.
By the way, not to cut you off, but you look hot as blonde.
Oh, thank you.
I'm feeling you as a blonde.
Thanks.
And I love those lashes.
Oh, those were big lashes.
You looked hot.
Oh, my God.
I texted you. I was like, I'm feeling you as a blonde.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't love it.
Oh, I thought you looked hot.
It was fun for one night.
I thought you looked hot. You could pull it off.
So how we always, everybody's like, oh, why wasn't Chris Donkey Kong or Bowser?
He's supposed to be Bowser from the movie.
Yeah, but he didn't want to be Bowser. So
Bowser's the worst.
This is how our family costumes work. Mm. For Halloween party, we will do the family costumes.
Right.
But for Halloween, me and Chris won't dress up. We'll probably just throw on like Halloween shirts and the boys will wear their costumes.
Right.
But for Halloween party, we always do matching costumes and CJ picks them. So CJ will say like what he wants to be and now Cameron too. Mm-hmm. They wanted to do Mario Brothers. CJ wanted to be Luigi.
So you say Mario?
Mario.
I say Mario.
You know what? You're right, I think, because CJ yells at me for the way I say
Gianni says Mario.
It.
I say Mario. Yeah. It's like Taylor Ham Pork Roll.
Yeah. No, CJ yells at me. He's like, Mommy, it's Mario. And I'm like, all right. Well,
Gianni says Mario.
No, I say Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, it's Mario.
Mario Brothers.
Because CJ does yell at me for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so CJ usually picks, but now that Cam's old enough, he has a say also.
Mm-hmm.
But so CJ was Luigi. Cam was Mario.
Cute.
CJ did want Chris to be Bowser, but Chris could not find a good Bowser costume. He didn't like it. So he's like, I'm being Wario. I was like, fine. I'm going to be Princess Peach.
It goes with it.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm just happy that he's a good sport. Mm-hmm. Like, and like likes to dress up with all of us. So if he wants to be Wario, he could be Wario.
Totally fine.
But yeah, no, on Halloween, the boys will wear their costumes and then we won't. We'll just wear like,
yeah.
Chris will probably just wear normal clothes and I'll wear like Booze Crew or something.
Yeah. So usually for Halloween, you know, I let the kids, cause I got three. So I just let them run around the town. I got my mug. Ooh, of yes. wine, and I just walk around like with my sister-in-laws. I'm drinking the wine. All right, you know, it comes like 7 o'clock and I'm like, all right, let's go. We go home, and then like Lorenzo will go and boo everyone and, you know, do whatever. So that's gonna be my Halloween, but I'm dressed as a spider web.
Ooh. Oh wait, because Angelo was a spider.
So
right?
Angelo is obsessed with spiders. So Angelo's gonna be a spider. I'm a spider web, and Gianni, guess what Gianni is?
Okay.
I didn't tell him yet.
If you're a spider, is he gonna be the fly?
He's the fly.
Shut up.
So he's the fly. So I got a fly.
Oh my god.
Hates
our
dressing
kids,
up.
Our husbands are yeah. such good.
He's like, fine, I'll fucking do it. So I got him a fly shirt, and then he has fly glasses, and then an antenna.
I can't.
I didn't tell him yet, but he's wearing
Shut
it.
Shut up.
And then my other two, Giovanna wants to be. Like a cop, whatever. And then Lorenzo wants to be Joker. So it's like, all right, yeah. Those two want to be what they want to be. Like,
yeah, they're older.
They're old enough to decide. But like, I feel like we're going off of Angelo because
yeah.
he's still four. He's
yeah.
a baby. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be Spiderweb. Gianni, you're a fly.
You're a fly.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, so I we're gonna so be much. Like a Spiderweb team. And then we have our cop. And then we have the Joker on the side.
And then now that CJ's in school, there's this new thing that I like, trunk or treat. I'm like, oh, all right.
Bitch.
So I'm like one of okay. those school mom now. So I like signed up. I'm like, sure, I'll do trunk or treat.
Yeah, you love it now though.
But I couldn't wait.
I'm like,
how is he going to be Mario? And how are they going to be Mario and Luigi so many times? So then I got them Ninja Turtle little outfits just for the trunk or treat.
Okay, so I feel like maybe you'll not get annoyed and tired of all of it. But like when they get older, people want so much more of like the moms, like the PTA stuff. And it's just like one after the other. I know, but it's like a lot, especially with two kids. Like I was involved so much with Lorenzo. And then I was like, fuck this shit. Too much. Like the trunk or treat. And then you got to do the parties. No, I know.
Like I ask if I can come. Like I'm that annoying.
I'm kind of like enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Because it just gets crazy. Like if someone asked me to do a trunk or treat now for my three kids, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Really? I don't know. I feel like I would still be down.
I don't know.
Because I feel like once they're like older, they're not going to want anything to do with us. So as long as I can be involved.
It's true, yeah.
I'm going to be involved as much as I fucking can. Even if I'm that annoying mom. Like my cousin Nicole is that annoying mom and I love her for it.
Yeah, I don't really get along with those moms.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm that mom.
No, you're not. Because you're a fun mom.
Yeah.
Some of the moms like that. And like, I'm nice to all moms. Not going to say like I'm an asshole. But like if I see a mom, like she's so dedicated, like amazing, good for you. But if I'm like, oh, do you want a glass of wine? She's like, oh, no, we don't drink
no,
here.
I drink.
I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, no, my cousin Nicole drinks.
Oh, I know. I love her.
No, I think
no,
I'm going to be a dedicated
when
mom.
When it goes into that, like they're just so serious. I'm like, oh, I'm having my tea. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
I don't think we can get along.
Like, I'm already going on my second field trip, everybody, this Friday.
Dana! Well, I have to say, I was just like you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, when Lorenzo just first started this, I did all the field trips. I did the trunk or treat.
My kids are still young, so I'm like pumped.
Listen, I'm saying enjoy it. It's amazing. But when they get to 11, like Lorenzo.
He might not even want me around then.
Lorenzo doesn't want me at the Halloween party. And I go, why? And he goes, mom, all the girls are going to stare at you because you're famous. I'm like, oh, it's like that now? And he's like, yeah, mom, they watch you on TikTok. I'm like, oh, so you don't want me in your class? He's like, no, mom, I'm embarrassed.
No.
Yeah, so I already lost Lorenzo. Giovanna, she's like, no, mom, it's still fine. And Angelo's still my baby, so it's fine. But no, I get it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride.
I am. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to be part of it.
Yeah.
Most of you have probably heard me sing the praises of Pros, and they're truly custom made-to-order hair care. Switching to a custom routine from Pros was one of the best things I've done for my hair, and the results I'm seeing just keep getting better.
Pros has done wonders for my hair, meatballs. It makes it shinier, smoother, softer, definitely stronger, and I'm obsessed with the fragrance. The smell smells amazing. They have a unique formula, and it revitalizes my hair, so my hair feels so strong and amazing.
So I started Pros, and I absolutely love it. Pros knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over a million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. By analyzing over 85 personal factors, Pros handpicks clean, sustainably sourced ingredients that get you closer to your hair goals with every wash. My favorite feature is Pros's review and refine tool, which lets me tweak my formulas for any reason in case I change my address, my hair color, or even my diet.
I also need to let you meatballs know that Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty, so all their products are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral, meatballs. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've ever had, they will take the products back, no questions asked.
Custom made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off of your first order today. Go to pros.com/meatball. That's pros.com/meatball for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
But yeah, Halloween is so fun. We love like the fall and Halloween and
meatballs all of love that. This time of year.
And I love when people dress up as us.
Yeah.
Like when they dress up as the meatballs, it's like my best thing.
I love it. I've seen a lot of the meatballs and Jenny Cock.
Yes.
In the middle. So we always call each other, obviously, the meatballs. And, like, Jenny's, like, our cock. And then Sam was always our spaghetti.
I actually still have Jenny in my phone as Jenny cock.
So Jenny was, like, the penis in the middle of the two balls of us. And some people dress up like that. And they're like, oh, I'm Jenny, the cock, and then the two balls. And they're like, we're the meatballs.
I can't.
So many people dress up as us. I love it.
Please, if you are being the meatballs,
tag us
in the photos, yes, please.
We will share you.
We love seeing it. So much fun. I love
that. But it's also like, are you going for Halloween? Are you going as Dina and Snooki? Or are you going as Mina and Dren?
No, Dina and Snooki. Mina and Dren have to just...
Mina and Dren are a good time.
Depends who you ask.
I feel like we're a good time.
So for my Halloween party, originally...
Wait, remember on the boat? Oh.
Oh, oop. Originally at my Halloween party, so my mother-in-law and her cousin, they were going to do Dina, Nicole, Jenny. But then Chris said, nope, don't be, he was like, please don't do that.
Oh, like, don't bring work here?
Yeah, like, you don't, please, like, don't.
Wait, what was Nicole? I didn't understand what she was.
The Office.
Oh, okay.
She was Pam from The Office.
She needed a wig.
Yeah, but...
I didn't get it. I was like, what a shame. And why did he have the three dots?
So, clearly, we don't have an Office fan right here. So
no, I've never watched it, but so I know the reference.
Jim didn't like dressing up for Halloween, so he was Hole Punch Jim.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it was good.
Got it. Your mom looked hot.
Oh, right?
Dina's mom was in, like, a corset.
She's thriving.
I'm like, what is happening?
She's thriving.
She looked fucking hot.
Yeah, so happy for her.
I was like, damn. She looked good.
She's thriving.
I love her.
She loves you.
I love her.
Look at us.
Look at us. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, meatballs.
Oh, these don't like clink.
I love plastic. Bloomingdale's.
I have to bring our meatball pod glasses.
What?
I didn't know we were doing. I did know.
You did know. We planned it.
Let me go to the studio. Also.
When are we going to time for that? Fuck.
We have to figure it out. But we're going to be bringing, I know we keep saying it, we're going to be bringing some guests on. I think the first guest has to be Nikki Unplugged.
Love her.
She's
a Philly
waiting.
Mom.
Oh, yeah. She's waiting to come.
Oh, she loves us.
She wants to come.
She's amazing.
Zachariah, love him.
Yep.
He loves us. He needs to be coming on there.
I asked him, and then he said he was traveling, and he said next week.
He's in New York, I think. He's out of New York.
We got to bring him in.
And she's in, I think.
She's in Philly.
Is she in Philly? I thought she was Massachusetts.
Well, I thought she was Philly.
But she wants to, like, hang out. And then I said we would do, like, a whole dinner with her after because she seems like a good time.
She's a good time.
If you don't know who she is, go on TikTok, Nikki Unplugged. She's freaking hysterical.
She's amazing.
Hysterical.
Love her. And there's a couple other that we love.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing some people on. It's just been so crazy with, like, filming and stuff.
Filming is ruining our lives.
Yeah.
But we love it. Pays the bills. Love you. All right, so me and Zena were literally dirty stay outs this past weekend. Like, disgusting.
Like, meatball.
But, like, so proud of us. Because I feel like we're such good moms when we're at home. Like, rock star moms, like, killing it. Boss ladies running the house, being great parents. And then, you know, when we have our OG trips where we do Jersey Shore, which you guys are going to see, we fucking go out and we have a blast.
Oh, so much
fun. We are
fun.
A good time. But can we talk about how awful the hangovers are and how we feel?
I used to be able to hang, like, after 2 days.
I can still hang, though.
You could. You could keep going. No. I cannot.
I can't go after 3 days. You're better than me. I used to go for a week.
You're definitely better than me, and you know that.
Dina, the shits?
Not even the shits. I just don't feel right.
No, I'm overdosing on Tums. I'm like, can I have Tums, please? Pepto-Bismol, chugging Gatorades. Like, I'm not well.
Yeah, so I... Basically, after like 2 days of drinking.
Oh, Dina is mute. She's actually like a dead person.
I actually check out. Like I shouldn't even be there.
No, literally, you shouldn't even be there because you're not even there.
I'm like, okay.
I don't think Dina says one word.
Just go with the flow. Because I'm like dead inside. I'm like literally, my organs are shutting down.
Dina just stares in space and she's done.
I'm like, send me
home.
And
then I'm like, fuck, she's done. So now I got to keep drinking.
I'm like, send me home. Someone's got to keep this party going. I miss my kids. I just want to go home to my kids. I'm sad.
Yeah, but also when I leave, I still, like when I get on the plane, I'll still order a wine.
Oh, see, I don't do that. I can't. I saw that. I saw you and Sam.
I got a martini.
You got a freaking martini.
I got a martini.
I was like, this bitch is still
Because I was like, fuck this. I'm going to get a martini. No. I got a martini and tater tots.
Oh my God.
And Sam's like, I'm fine and nothing. And I'm like, are you judging me right now?
On my last day of filming.
Sam might have been judging me.
I'm like,
no. So I will keep going because I know when I get home, I'm like cold turkey done. And I know when I get home, I want to do like crazy sexuals with my husband.
Yeah.
So I want to be like, woo. So after that, I'm like done for like a week.
Yeah.
So I just keep it going until I land.
I can't. After 2 days, like in my early 20s, I could go for like a week.
Mm. No, but
in my 30s, I'm like 2 days and my body dies.
But I can't go to an airport and not order a drink.
Really? It's hard for me to sometimes order a drink at the airport because I hate being like drunk in the air. Gives me anxiety sometimes.
I never not get a drink in the air.
Yeah. Well, you didn't going to Nashville.
Because I knew we were binge drinking.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Like if I know like we're going to film for like 3 days,
yeah,
I'm not drinking on the flight there because I know we're going to binge drink and go crazy. So I want to save like my health as much as I can.
Yeah. See, like for the airport, like I feel like the flights are just such weird hours. And, you know, I don't like to drink after like before 12 o'clock.
Oh, because she's a weirdo meatball. I don't even look at the clock.
I have
6 a.m. martini.
What am I? I guess I have. I don't like to drink before 12 in the afternoon.
Because you don't want to, like, guilt yourself.
So if I'm at the airport at, like, 7
we only
in the
live
morning.
Once.
But Chris will.
Oh, I know.
Chris
oh,
at, like, Chris 7 a.m. will be like, can meatball. I have a champagne? And I'm like, I'm good, babe. I'll just do a coffee. And he's like, boo.
Loser.
Like, it's so funny. Like, the roles reverse in the airport for me and Chris.
Okay, so when you go to Disney with your kids and say, like, you get – because we usually get, like, an early flight, so we're there and then we lay by the pool all day.
Yeah.
We usually get like a 6 a.m. flight. I'm with all my kids. Me and Gianni right away order vodka soda.
On the plane?
6 a.m.
Oh, no.
No?
No. I will, once we get settled in, because I'm also, you know my anxiety. If I need to get there, I need to make sure I have everything in
That's
order.
That's why you need a drink
I
to
need
calm
to, like,
your anxiety.
Get myself together. And then once everything is settled, I'll get us to the pool and then I'll have my drink.
Yeah, nope. I get to the airport. It's starting. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
As you all know, like, I truly am super open about mental health and me having OCD and anxiety. And I think it's very important to be open about it. I think that not a lot of people are. And I think now it's getting a lot better. But
if you don't feel comfortable talking out loud about it, I think that it's super important to go and talk to a therapist or talk to someone, because you have no idea how much better you will feel just saying it out loud and like getting another person's opinion of how you're feeling. I have done therapy and I absolutely loved it. I loved talking to someone, kind of telling them my thoughts and seeing what they had to say about it. It's actually how I found out that I had OCD. And I truly do think therapy is an amazing, amazing thing. If you're thinking about starting therapy, let me just tell you, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/meatball today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/meatball.
But then I do drink, like, if we're at the parks, love Animal Kingdom because you could drink and walk.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing. Magic Kingdom needs to get on their level about drinking and walking, because you're not allowed to drink and walk in Magic Kingdom.
That's why you bring
your cooler. Oh, yeah, I did. Cooler. I bring it to go. Yeah. So I bring it to go there, because let's be real. Us parents are drinking in Disney.
Always.
We're drinking, having a good time.
That's why I love Epcot.
Love Epcot. But, like, I feel like for the kids.
That's my dream for us.
I would love. Can we just go? Me, you, and Jenny need to do a family vacation with the kids to Disney World.
No. Me, you, and Jenny. 2 days, Epcot.
Oh, without the kids?
Adults, yes.
Oh, okay. Without the kids.
I want to go to Epcot without the kids.
Okay. That is something I would
totally
do. I
want to drink in every single world.
I would get wine everywhere.
No, you have to drink. You got to try the beer.
That hangover would be something.
Who cares? It's just us.
Yeah.
That's my dream, to go to Epcot with my girlfriends.
I love Disney. I love Disney. So much. And then you get, like, a nice buzz in the park. So, going on rides. And you see your
like,
kids.
Like, sure, honey. Let's go.
Are having a blast.
You want that $40 balloon? Sure,
oh,
why not?
You see what we walked out of. Like, they went on the Buzz Lightyear ride. And then they have, of course, that, like, big Toy Story Buzz Lightyear store.
It's
right
my
when
favorite.
You walk
yeah.
out. The kids walked out with, like, $100 worth of things.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm how like, do I get home?
I'm like, yeah, I know.
How do you get home? And then you're carrying it in the fucking airport.
Because I had, like, a nice buzz. I'm like, because I just want my kids to have fun. And I have a nice buzz. I'm in a happy mood. I
yeah,
love
and then
Disney.
You're stuck with all the toys.
I love Disney more than them half the time. And I'm like, this is literally an adult's dream, to just be a little drunk. And you don't get wasted, everybody. You get a nice buzz in the parks to deal with the chaos. And you still have a blast.
But I feel like, so we're always like saying we're good parents, like relax. Everyone that's listening to us isn't judging us.
They're the same people.
Yes. So they're like, calm down. Like, you don't have to, like,
yeah.
What's the word? Like,
keep saying
defend yourself. We love you guys for that. But sometimes we do, because people attack us for being, like, terrible moms, for drinking or, like, you know, doing stupid shit when we're not. So it's kind of, it's second nature to us. But we know you guys love us.
I love Disney. Can we go?
I would love it.
Disney does good Halloween stuff.
I know. I would die.
I did Christmas in Disney. That's great.
That is my dream.
Great. So great.
What I wanted to is go the 31st, and then the next day everything is Christmas.
Oh, so you get a little bit of both?
Turned overnight. Did you ever see them do it overnight?
No.
Thousands of people in all the parks running around like crazy.
I love Disney.
Or Disney moms.
This was like my best time there with my kids.
I can't wait to go.
I'm booking my trip right now.
Yeah, I want to go for my birthday. By the way, my birthday is soon.
Yeah. What is it? Like 2 weeks?
When's my birthday?
Isn't 16th?
Bitch! November 23rd.
23rd.
It's
I'm sorry. The twins is 16th.
Sorry. So my birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year. So I already told my mother-in-law, because we do Thanksgiving at her house.
Oh, you probably feel so slighted, huh?
No, I go, it's not Thanksgiving. We're all coming for my birthday. I was like, I want the whole day to be about me.
Thanksgiving.
This is my mashed potatoes. This is my turkey. I'm going to be such a brat.
Oh, my God. You're going to be such a brat.
I can't wait.
She is.
I'm going to walk in with like a satchel.
She's such an only child.
I don't care.
She needs it to be about her.
I was adopted. I was left alone.
Okay, well, you had a beautiful life. Calm down.
I was adopted.
Stupid. Oh my God. You had an amazing life.
And I really want you guys to celebrate me.
Who?
On our next trip.
All right. We're not going to be there.
We're going to be there right before.
Well, we have to celebrate Vinny's birthday.
No, it's me. It's my time now.
Okay.
Planet, please.
They don't show how upset Nicole gets about it. They just show how Vinny gets upset.
Everyone's like, Nicole is
so dramatic about her birthday. I'm shocked they haven't shown that yet.
Well, the show was like everyone. Jenny had her fucking birthday 5 times.
I didn't do anything.
But I've never done my birthday either. And it's just like always Vinny, like, oh, it's never my birthday. Like, I want my fucking birthday.
Same.
And I think it would be funny if we skip Vinny's birthday.
Just do Nicole's birthday. All right. I'm gonna plan your birthday party.
Yes, because it's literally a couple
Jenny
weeks before.
And Mike get the most things.
Literally. Like, oh, another party for Jenny. Holy fuck.
Another party we get for it. Mike.
Another party for Angelina. Jesus Christ.
Did she have
No, we did a divorce party, engagement, wedding.
You're right.
Angelina had a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What about the fucking meatballs?
We never did anything. We just planned shit.
Yeah.
It's never about us.
Cool.
So.
I did my gender reveal, but that was it.
Well, yeah.
We had a baby shower for you back in the old.
That was
like, OGs.
Fucking 1999. I want my fucking birthday party on the show.
All right. I'm going.
Please.
I'm going to plan it. I'm going to plan your birthday
party. Everyone sign a petition. We are going away soon for our next trip. I want my birthday celebrated.
Okay.
But I want it to be a surprise.
I wish that they showed you so upset that your birthday was never.
I'm surprised they never shown me like upset.
Like what about me?
Literally.
They always just show Vinny.
Yeah.
But it's both of them in cahoots in the back.
No, me and Vinny are like, fuck these people. Because Vinny is the 11th and I'm the 23rd.
Yeah.
So.
But it always falls on Vinny's. Always.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
So on the... Wait, are we there then? No. No, but I think we're like, we got a big birthday. We're going to celebrate. And then he gets all excited and it's me.
Yeah.
It's funny.
We celebrated Vinny's birthday a lot.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, they always wind strippers. Up crappy, but it's pretty good.
And Vinny doesn't even celebrate like he would.
Yeah.
So just like everyone else, I am super self-conscious about my skin, especially being on camera. Half the time I hate wearing makeup, hate getting blemishes, and I hate having bags under my eyes, like aging spots, like that happens. And I personally want to recommend Curology. I feel like the anti-aging products really work. Take the guesswork out of skincare and simplify your skincare routine with Curology. Curology makes personalized prescription skincare products, which makes everything so much better. Curology treats a variety of skin conditions, including acne, clogged pores, fine lines, dark spots, and rosacea. No need to hassle with in-office appointments. Curology is all online. If you have any questions or need guidance, your Curology dermatology provider is there to help. Now, get up to 6 skincare products free, up to $52 value with free shipping and no-cost consultation with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to Curology.com/meatball. Go to Curology.com/meatball for this free offer.
That's Curology.com/meatball.
Prescription products are excluded from free product offer. Applies only to your first box. Subject to consultation. New subscribers only. See Curology.com for full details.
I feel like I'm excited for Halloween. Guys, if you are dressing up as us, send over all the pictures, tag us, and maybe we'll go into fan questions now.
Let's do it. Okay, this is a good one. Hi, love the podcast. What are your hangover cures and what do you love to eat, drink to cure your hangover? We don't have anyone here for the name, but me and Dina are total opposites about hangover cures.
100%. 100% different.
Well, it depends where I am. If I'm home, it'll probably be your hangover cure. But if I'm like away still trying to enjoy myself, it's different.
Yeah. So my hangover cure is I need to have a lot of seltzers, just like a lot of like.
Oh, all day.
Like just regular seltzers, not alcoholic seltzers.
Yeah.
I need to have like from when I go to sleep, I need to have about like 6 seltzers by my bed. And by the time I wake up in the morning, I at least have to drink 4 of them so that I know I'm hydrated when I wake up.
Yeah, I want to wake up and chug.
Yeah, and then seltzer. I at least have to chug like 6 seltzers, and then I sleep a lot, and it's really just about hydration, and usually I don't eat a lot when I'm hungover because I don't feel well. So you like a nice pork roll, egg and cheese.
You said pork roll on the fucking meatball pod? It's Taylor Ham.
Well, I say pork roll.
I know, but pretend.
Why? This is my pod also.
Ooh. Exactly. Thank you, Rocky.
Rocky's she pissed said at
Taylor
me.
Taylor Ham. Thank you. See? You don't say that in our house.
Well, I don't care.
It's Taylor Ham.
All right. So, pork roll, thank egg, you, and cheese.
Rocky. Thank you. At least it got for me. Taylor Ham.
So I try and eat, but like my belly is like weird. So I really just drink. I really just drink a lot of seltzer. A lot.
Okay, so when I'm like hungover and I know I'm not drinking anymore, ton of seltzer. And when I wake up, I need to have Taylor Ham on the side with my everything bagel and cream cheese. That's like my go-to. And then I have to sleep a lot. I gotta sleep for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like take a nap during the day. Like I drop the kids off at school, whatever. I sleep until I have to pick them up.
But I really only get hangovers.
And then take a nice cold shower. I take a nice cold shower.
Mm. Shower is nice.
Like a long shower.
But that's really only when we film, because I don't drink enough like outside of filming to like get hangovers like that. But when we film.
Oh, when we film, I'm a degenerate. Yeah,
those hangovers are not great. Like I said, I shut down. I shut down, and if I'm like really hungover, I shut down.
The meatballs get sick every time we film because we're just drinking uncontrollably.
But I feel like that's like our character. So like when we go away, just us roommates, like that's our thing. Like, and we like to have fun together, you know. And we don't have to worry about our kids and like.
Oh, our OG trips are great.
Yeah, like you know, like we just go. Mm. I can go home. I know I don't have to wake up with the kids. So I'm like, all right, this is my time to like really like just let loose.
We get sleep in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They let us sleep in, which is nice.
Yes.
Everybody else has to get up and they're like, just let the meatballs sleep. They've been up late.
Yeah. So basically the roomies go to bed at like 12. Me and Dina will stay up till like 2-3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and we're sleeping for an extra 3 hours. Thank you.
We tell them. We're like, we're sleeping late.
Bye bye. Go away.
We're sleeping late.
Yeah.
But yeah, like at home, like I maybe will have some, I'll have wine, but I go to bed at a decent time and like I wake up and I'm fine. Like on these trips, that's when I need my hangover cure, or I would never make
it. Okay. So I say hangover cure if you're still going, like if you're at a bachelorette or you're on vacation, hangover cure, hair of the dog, bitch, you're going to do a mimosa. Do a mimosa. Don't care what time it is, like Dina. You wake up at 9, you're having a mimosa. You'll feel totally better after. Obviously with some carbs like eggs, a bagel. But if you're home and you're dying, you chug seltzers. Yeah.
It's hard for me to drink early. I would say a bagel.
Down a bagel and then go back to sleep.
Yeah, you're good with that. Mm. You're good with like waking up on a trip, and if you know you're gonna drink that day, you just have another mimosa. Where me, I
have to keep it going.
Like I can't do it. Like my body can't take it. Like I feel like I'm gonna throw up. But if I like if I take a little time, usually I won't start drinking the next day until like lunchtime. And that's when you get mad at me because you're like, come on, like let's go.
Because I'm drinking by myself. And I'm like, I know
I'm
going to
drink. I'm going to wind up drinking.
I was like, all right, I'll have a mimosa. And Dina's like, not now. I'll have an iced tea. I'm like, oh, I hate her.
Wait.
And then she'll wait an hour and then she'll go, okay, wine.
Yeah. Well, this last trip, how about I couldn't figure out what I was going to drink? I think I ordered like 5 different drinks because I couldn't.
Let's talk about hangover. Dina didn't know what to drink because she was so hungover. So she ordered First, she ordered this crappy-ass fucking wine.
Yeah.
She hated it. She was like, I hate it. And then she got a beer.
No, that was the last thing, and it worked. I actually like beer.
Okay, so you got the wine first, and then you got the mixed...
That mixed drink.
The mixed White Claw drink.
Yeah.
So it was
didn't
like
it.
It was like a big cup with like a White Claw sticking out. She hated it.
It was too much for
me. And then she was like, no, I hate it. So then we did blowjob shots. That wasn't bad.
That was fun.
And then we did another shot.
And then I got a beer.
And then she got a beer.
The beer helped.
And then she was like, okay, I like the beer.
The beer was
but
good.
But she... It took her a couple drinks to
like,
get ready.
It was it something it needed to like fit with my body, and everything else was just not doing it for me.
Yeah.
But the beer, I felt like I was on vacation, like a tropical island. Like, you know what? When you're on a tropical island, you go in the pool, you go to the pool bar, you get a beer. Like, all right.
Yeah, when I think of a beer, I think of like a nice boat on the water.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I could do a beer.
Mm-hmm. I had it all.
You did.
I had the tequila drink. I had a vodka soda. I had the blowjob shot. I had another shot. And, yeah, that's my hangover cure.
Okay, this is cute. Hey, ladies, what's your favorite go-to meal for your families? I have four boys and need ideas. Love you, mamas. Pam. So my go-to meal for my family, my go-to meal for my family, so I love to cook in the kitchen. I actually started an Instagram page, D's Easy Cooking, because I find, I love to find like easy recipes for people, especially like myself, if I'm like super busy filming or busy with the kids, but I could still put like a home cooked meal on like the table. I love finding like easy ingredients, crock pot recipes, little hacks for the kitchen to put a nice home cooked meal on the table every night. So my favorite meal is probably the ribs. Every single one of my boys loves my ribs. So you start, there's two ways to make them. You could either do the crock pot where you put, there's a couple, I like added a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, by the way, Dina has amazing crock pot recipes.
I love it.
Which I never knew.
Yeah, you could follow D's Easy Cooking. So you do, it's honey barbecue, then honey barbecue sauce, then you do syrup, you do honey and Worcestershire sauce. And is how do you say it? Worcestershire? I can't say that word. You say it, Brad.
No, you said it right.
Then why are you making fun of me?
Because I can never say it.
Worcestershire. Now you're making me say it weird.
Can you ask your phone how to say Worcestershire?
Hey, Siri. How do you say Worcestershire sauce?
Sure. Translate into which language?
Worcestershire sauce.
Yes,
so, anyway, I did. How do you say, hey Siri, how do you say Worcestershire sauce?
No.
Now you're not.
No.
Put, now you messed me up.
Put in Google, go to Google and say pronounce.
I said it right the first time. You messed me up.
I just want to see how it's actually pronounced. Oh, say pronounce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yes. But you have to say pronounce and then Google will play it.
Worcestershire.
Yes, you missed something.
Worcestershire.
No, I said it white Worcestershire. Whatever. That.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. And you could either put it in the crock pot and let it slow cook for like 6 to 8 hours. And then I like to throw it in the oven for like 10 minutes just to crispy it. Or you could just do the oven for like 2.5 to 3 hours and just keep like kind of basting the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it. One of CJ's favorite things is ribs. They're so freaking good.
So your kids aren't picky?
Not really. No.
That's good.
They love ribs. And then chicken cutlets, of course. They love chicken cutlets too.
Okay. So I have to say that Dina is a very good cook. She knows what she's doing. Like from scratch. She makes everything from scratch. You guys have to check out her Instagram. What is it again?
D's Easy Cooking. Not scratch. Because scratch would be like...
Well, no, not really from scratch, but you, everything. No, but you really, like, I'm talking from scratch because I do everything from Trader Joe's.
Okay, no, yeah.
And like, it's, like, throwing it on the stove. I'm not a good cook.
Yeah, like, I make recipes up, and then I, like, kind of, like, wing them.
No, yeah, you're good at that, though.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I have fun doing it, and I love, like, feeding my family. So I feel like it's, like, part of my, like, love language.
Yeah, so I was never a good cook, but, like, as a mom, I feel like I've gotten so much better. and like I kill it with it. I always was good with chicken cutlets.
That's your cutlets always look great.
That's an easy one. But the air fryer, I have to say, as a mom, and I don't cook well, the air fryer I use every single night. The grilled chicken, you could do all the kids like fries in there, tater tots. You could do asparagus. The air fryer saves my life. So I'm good with that, but Trader Joe's saves my life because everything is packaged. It tells you how to make it.
That's good.
And it tastes amazing. Do you ever shop at Trader Joe's?
I very rarely.
Oh, my God. They have edamame. Amazing. The rice. Amazing. Tells you exactly how to make it. Trader Joe's is my jam.
Yeah.
If you're not a good cook.
No, Trader Joe's is good. They have good dips.
Mm-hmm.
That's more what I get at Trader Joe's. If I was to go.
I get all my food from Trader Joe's. I
love dips.
You're shopping for like regular groceries. You go to like a regular store. It's going to be like $400 for groceries. Trader Joe's, like $160.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very good to know. I do a lot of Instacart.
I love Trader Joe's.
I like to Instacart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a good question. I love cooking. It's one thing I do like to do.
I wish I liked cooking. Hate it.
Well, I hate working out. So
I love working out.
Yeah. That's how the meatballs are a little different.
All right, meatballs, we love you. We did it, Dee.
Let's get sauce.